In a world full of bizarre events, unsolved mysteries, and a billion stories from all corners of the globe, some news gets lost in the shuffle. This is your gateway to the stories on the fringe of the mainstream map. These are your dispatches in the dark. I'm Ben Bolin, and this is the Strange News Daily. Welcome. Our first story today. Like many other industries, the controversial world of ghost hunting is moving to streaming. At least, that's the case for founder of Mississippi Paranormal Research Institute, David Childers. Childers hosted the Under the Grave video series at Terror on the Coast, and he's been hosting it minus his full team due to ongoing concerns about the coronavirus pandemic. Childers investigated paranormal activities in various parts of this warehouse, which was the subject of the investigation, throughout the evening in an attempt to interact with what he describes as a mysterious presence. Additionally, Childers streamed the exploration on Facebook Live to make sure the public had the full experience from home. Childers noted, "A lot of emotions have been through this building, you know. But during the haunted attraction, you have people laughing, crying, scared, that type of thing. So I'm sure there's a lot of energy left over here." At this point, there has been no word on the ghost Wi-Fi situation. Our next story takes us to France, to Pogastel d'Aluas, home to a mysterious rock. You see, unlike most rocks, this rock bears a carved message, a 250-year-old message that begins with Grocar Drer Dio Zivbio. This is not, we should note, a fan fiction from Song of Ice and Fire or Game of Thrones. Instead, this centuries-old message, followed by other writings in unknown languages, has yet to be deciphered. The message itself runs for about 20 lines. The message includes enigmatic drawings in addition to the text, things like a heart linked to a cross or a sailboat close to the sea. Additionally, there are two numbers on the rock that have been decrypted, 1786 and 1787. Now, researchers have known about the boulder's enigmatic message since at least 1979, but the language of the full inscription was still puzzling. Much of the text resembled 18th century Breton. That's the Celtic language spoken in Western France since the Middle Ages. But the text also appeared to incorporate Scandinavian letters, such as that iconic O with the line crossing through it from the bottom left to the top right. Additionally, the message includes words that may have been Welsh, at least that's according to the BBC. With one final complication, it appears that a number of characters have been carved upside down or with their positions reversed, and some experts believe this hints the writer was only semi-literate. However, there was one complete Breton phrase that stood out. It was this: "Through these words, you will see the truth." This regional mystery has lasted for centuries, at least, that is, until quite recently. Back in 2019, the community launched an international competition to decipher the message on the rock. The prize for the winning suggestion was £2,000, the equivalent of about $2,177 US or €2,153. Contestants chimed in from around the world, ultimately submitting 61 different possible translations for the message. Eventually, the prize went to two separate propositions, both with largely similar interpretations, but a little bit different in tone. One of the winning translations was written by Noel René Tudoc, a Celtic studies researcher and English professor. Part of his translation reads, "Sergei died when, with no skill at rowing, his boat was tipped over by the wind." The other winning entry, submitted by journalist Roger Feligot, along with cartoonist and comics writer Alain Robet, tells a more disturbing tale. Their interpretation suggests that the writer of this message held some third party responsible for the death of his close friend. Part of their translated text reads, "He was the incarnation of courage and joie de vivre. Somewhere on the island, he was struck, and he is dead." Differing interpretations aside, the teams decided to split the prize 50-50. This brings us to our last story for today. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, recently refused American assistance to fight the new coronavirus, citing a conspiracy theory claiming this infection could be man-made by none other than the United States government. Khamenei said, "I do not know how real this accusation is, but when it exists, who in their right mind would trust you to bring them medication? Possibly your medicine is a way to spread the virus more." The Ayatollah made these comments in a speech in Tehran broadcast live this Sunday across Iran, marking Nowruz, the Persian New Year, and the Islamic commemoration known as Isra and Miraj. In his speech, Khamenei also alleged the virus was genetically targeting citizens of Iran, saying it was built specifically for Iran using the genetic data of Iranians, which they, meaning the U.S., have obtained through different means. Khamenei continued, "You might send people as doctors and therapists. Maybe they would want to come here and see the effect of the poison they have produced in person." Harsh words and strong allegations. The United States responded in kind, with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo denouncing Khamenei's remarks, saying that his, quote, lies were endangering people's lives. Pompeo, calling COVID-19 the Wuhan virus, said that Khamenei's fabrications are dangerous and they put Iranians and people around the world at greater risk. We should note there is currently no scientific proof in support of Khamenei's claims. However, the Ayatollah's comments come after Chinese government spokesman Li Hanshao tweeted earlier this month something very similar. Zhao said, it, quote, might be U.S. Army who brought epidemic to Wuhan. Be transparent. Make public your data. U.S. owes us an explanation. Khamenei, in his speech, continued, saying, no one trusts you. You are capable of bringing into our country a drug that will keep the virus alive and prevent its eradication. The American leaders are liars, manipulators, impudent, and greedy. They are charlatans, said the Ayatollah, also labeling members of the government as absolutely ruthless. The concept that a cure, treatment, or a vaccine could be some sort of Trojan horse meant to actually spread the infection it purports to fight is certainly not an old idea in the world of conspiracy, and this bears a striking resemblance to other fringe concepts or concerns about vaccinations in the past. It is also no secret that COVID-19 has had a massive and deleterious effect on Iran. Iran currently represents 8 out of 10 cases of COVID-19 across the entire Middle Eastern region. And given the historically antagonistic relationship between Iran and the United States, it's also not surprising that the Iranian government would refuse assistance. Currently, the U.S., while offering medical assistance, continues to impose sanctions on the Middle Eastern country. This is a policy Iran's allies, such as Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan, criticized in the wake of the pandemic. In an earlier tweet, Prime Minister Khan stated, "I want to appeal to President Trump on humanitarian grounds to lift the sanctions against Iran till the COVID-19 pandemic is over. The people of Iran," he continued, "are facing untold suffering as sanctions are crippling Iran's efforts to fight COVID-19. Humanity must unite to fight this pandemic." At the time of this recording, the sanctions are still imposed, and no vaccine has been produced to combat COVID-19. That's all for today. Thanks as always to our producer, Dylan Fagan, our research associate, Sam Teagarden, and thanks to you. I'm Ben Bolin. We'll see you tomorrow. And until then, stay strange.